Let's take a look at this, the Rabbeinu. He tries to work out Rashi's pshat. Yeah, but let's get the sheet. Okay. Let's get, this is the other, last sheet, though. Anyway. The main sheet, though. Where does he start? Where does it start? Yeah, where do you
mean just the
sheet? But where does he start explaining Rashi?
It's in the like third narrow line down.
The Moria Rav?
Yeah.
The Ashiv Zed Pirish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the questions on Rashi are... what's the chiddush, right? What are the main questions on Rashi? The main question on Rashi is what's the chiddush of saying that if it's Iker and Tafel that you don't need a bracha on the Tafel? That's one question. The other question is the Lashon. Why is it called Dvarim Bo B'socha Suda? Why is it called B'socha Suda? If Machva Suda means it's eaten with the pas, what's the purpose of saying B'socha Suda? Right? So the Rashba basically said that there is no chiddush. Right? There's really very little chiddush. He works hard to find the chiddush, and there's no reason at all for saying b'socha suda, right? Are there any more questions?
Yeah.
That's a good question too. Yeah. Okay.
What was the question?
The question is, why is that? Why is yayin like that case at all? Why is yayin considered eaten with the bread? It's not eaten with the bread.
Why is
and if you're going to say it is eaten with the bread. And if you can say it is really dipped in the bread, it's partial.
Why does that be mentioned at all? It should be.
No, why is yayin a question because of what you said about eating fruits? Why is it if you say you eat fruits with bread, wine becomes a question? What does have wine have to do with eating fruits with bread? If you can tell me you're eating the wine, you're dipping the bread in the wine, so it's partial, it doesn't need a bread. And if you're going to tell me. That you're drinking it, so it's not with the bread. Right? Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it? Why does that say Pesochas?
Right.
It
is interesting. It's a very important point over here, by the way, to take note of for the next sugya. That he's saying that if you actually dipped. Yeah, if you actually dip the bread in the wine, then everybody would agree you don't need a bracha on the yayin. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I was thinking the exact.
Okay. Go ahead. V'nira l'moria rav. So this is the Rabbeinu Yonah, because these are Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah writing this pirush. When they say Rabbeinu, I think it means Rabbeinu Yonah. No?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to read it. Go ahead. Look at that. Max, what's doing? You're the only name I can read on this list. The Yashiv Zeh Pirish. Viloma, the Myri.
Viloma, the Myri, Kigon Chaya, Omdim, the Emtsa Suda. The Hakalas Kiyas Sudasan, Pais Mabasar, Oben Barmachera.
Okay, so what's the case? The case is there. They're in the middle of the Suda, right? But the beginning Kviyas was on Basa, or other things. Okay?
Here's the... Ube'emtza Suda, le'achar she'itfilu le'chol mizeh, havi'u l'fneim te'inim ve'anavim, k'dei l'lachis b'ayim ezechaz.
So in the middle of the Suda, after they started with the Basa, they bring in the middle of the Suda te'inim and anavim, to eat with the bread. And they actually ate it with the bread. Okay, so it's very complicated, but what happens here? They start the Suda with the regular normal Suda. Then in the middle, they bring Teinim Anavim, and they eat the Teinim Anavim with bread. And then they eat it without the bread. But they have in mind that they're going to eat it with bread again. Right? That's the basic story here.
Right.
Um,
Is that a, when it's in the Malafis, the Torah Chassidah Malafis?
It should be
Lilafis.
Lilafis,
yeah, right.
Lilafis,
yeah.
None of the
Yachonis
or anything, so.
That's it. Moko Minichu Vosa Lish Gadirbo. Go ahead.
Okay, Lilafis.
Chilu So what's the case? So what does it mean? Dvarim Aboyim Bisoch Machmas Hasuda Bisoch Hasuda?
It's part of the middle of the meal.
And you're not eating with the now.
What's the case?
This is where you really eat the bread with.
Now what does it mean when it says Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Hasuda? What is it called? Bisoch Hasuda. What does that mean? What does machmas suda mean?
It's for the
bread. It's part of the lepas, but now it's the silk without.
In other words, that's what it means. It means it's machmas suda. It's exactly what it means. Saying it means it's machmas suda because it was eaten with the bread. Tchila v'sof. You can eat it with the bread. Tchila v'sof. But now it's besoch, the achila of the bread. Tchila v'sof. In other words, it's machmas suda, right? It means it's eaten with the bread, mamish. But the chiddush is when you're eating it besoch without the bread.
Not in the beginning.
That's the chiddush. In other words, besoch hasuda, machmas hasuda is exactly talking about the instant after you've eaten it with the bread. It's talking about the instant that you're eating it without the bread. But it's surrounded by an achila of bread, an achila with bread. That's how he works out the terminology. Right, and he says v'hashdasi shapir lashon bisoch hasuda. That's what it means. Bisoch suda means bread. So it's the te'enim in an oven that you're eating in between the eating the bread, in between the eating it with the bread. Okay. So, but what is he saying? How does it work? Because now he's saying it's mitzaref. It's mitzaref with the rest of the suda, which is the bread. Since you brought it in the beginning for the pas, and you ate it with the pas beginning and end. Good. And now everything works out.
V'asi shapir nami, may de parach yai nami tifter le pas. Now it makes sense. The Gemara is questioning that it should fit. The yain should be covered by the pas. Baruch Lomar, Lidvarecha Shata Omer Shapi Shin Lapis Bosa Pas, In Rorhanalab, Kivan Shimit Kilas Ikaro Lobal Bahura Pas, Imken Hayainami, Machmas Suda Ikaro, Vahayalan Lomar, Shapi Shoso, so Bethneatmo, Shimit Starvi Masuda, Venom Varechala.
Yeah, so it's still a little confusing. Exactly how is the Ayin, exactly like this case?
Yeah, he's saying Ayin is Machmas Suda because it's being brought for the bread. It's that right here. And it's Pesoch Hasuda because in the middle of that,
you're not actually eating it with the bread.
You're not eating it with the bread and you're going to drink it on the
Suda. Right. I mean, so the Gemara later on says that when they would drink the yayin in the Suda, they'd really drink it to soak the food in their stomach. It was like a digestive aid. Because the Gemara says, if you make a bracha on yayin in the Suda, it's a question if it's going to pata the yayin after the Suda. Because the Gemara says it's not the same thing in the Suda. You're really drinking the wine to help you eat, to help you eat and digest. But after the Suda, that's purely for Shasiyah. So it is a different kind of a drinking in the Suda. So it's really machmas apas. You're only drinking it because you want to help digest the food. But it's not actually eaten with the bread. Okay, interesting. Go ahead.
It's yain gorm bracha latma.
I'd love to see that segula. Go ahead.
The lefikach eino niftar leolam the bracha sasuda.
Right.
Mihu im mitchila lo hayelo dvar macherim lafis b'ayin esapas el eilu aperis b'lavad u'masfil lafis b'ayin esapas ve'acharkach ochel nehem b'lopas af pishu besof eino ochel nehem imapas klal.
Okay, so this whole halacha of having to eat them with the pas in the beginning and in the end, that's only because of the way he set up this whole case, that you started out with a normal suda, and now you're bringing in the peros. But if you started out your suda on peros alone, and that was your whole suda, then you wouldn't need to have pas betchila v'sof. Then, as long as you started out with the pas, it wouldn't matter if you didn't finish with the pas, right? Why?
The kivan shemize also ikar lift on shalo betchila v'hitchila echol menu ima pas poterhu acharka v'shochol menu v'lo pas v'chol inyo v'in shiachter lef v'sof v'yoch menu ima pas.
Okay, and he doesn't really explain it that much. Right. So that's what he wants to say, that's Rashi. He wants to say that's Rashi, that's the way Rashi, that's what Rashi means. Quite an amazing interpretation. Right?
Yeah.
Quite an amazing interpretation.
Because Rashi doesn't really say
anything. Rashi doesn't say anything
from the question.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's the svara? So this is what we said on Friday. We went through this a little bit. That up to now we've been learning that the svara of pas, the brach on the pas, patering the suda, is based on the kvias of the pas. The pas is a certain type of kvias of achila, an achila of svia, and therefore it's the haschol of that. Of that kvias, and everything that's a part of that kvias is nigra achar pas. Everything that's part of that kvias is a continuation, and it's not a new haschala. So there's no new chiyav. The chiyav is on the kvias itself. But Rashi learns that really it's ikar and tofel. Rashi says that clearly it's ikar and tofel. But the question is, how does ikar and tofel work if you're not eating it with the pas? And that's what he's trying to explain. That ikar and tofel will still operate even though you're not eating it with the pas. So that's what we wanted to say, that Rashi also holds that pas has a certain type of kvias. I mean, there's no question pas has kvias. You have a zeman on the pas. But Rashi held that it's not an idea that it's koveya a certain, it's koveya the entity, it's koveya an achila of svia, and everything else that's part of that is pata. But he holds that there's two properties that exist by pas. One is that if you're koveya suda on a certain food, right, and you're koveya that food as the lift on of the pas, then that is defined in this suda as the lefes, and it's like conceptually considered the lefes, even though physically it's no longer being eaten with the pas, but it's an extension of that idea of ikar and tofel. It doesn't have to be physically eaten with the pas every instance, as long as your koveya, This is the pas, and this is the lefes, then it will have the shame of lefes the whole way through. And it's always considered accompanying the pas. It never is considered its own achila. Not like Tos is learning, that because it's a kvias, it's in the same type of a kvias of svia, but because it's defined as the lefes of this pas itself. You understand? But that's good if that's how you maschil the suda. If you start the suda with pas and basar, so the basar will be defined as the lefes of the pas. But if you switch in the middle, now you bring in te'enim v'anovim, so you can't make a new lift on. You already started the suda. You already koveya what's considered the accompaniment of the pas. So in that is a different idea. That if you actually eat the pas with the te'enim anovim in the beginning and in the end, right, then he's saying whatever you eat in the middle, what does he say? So that's a different idea. Kevan she'hivu oso mitchila l'tzorach asuda, right, malafis bo'as pas tchila v'so. So then, why does it work, he says? So what does he mean? So
he's saying that the is it's motzi, it covers certain cells.
No, 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 no. That's not what he's saying. That's like Tosfos. Tosfos is saying the birkas hamotzi is going on the kviyas of pas. Whatever is under the kviyas of pas, hamotzi will go. So if you eat basar and dugim, you can have 20 things that are part of the kviyas of pas. According to Tosfos. Right? According to Rashi, the birkas hamotzi is going on the pas. That's it. It's just going on the pas. The only thing is, whatever is a tuffle to the pas doesn't require a bracha. You understand? Yeah. But now the question is, how do you make something tuffle to the pas? So normal food, it's only tuffle to the food if it's eaten with it. Right? Or if it's eaten only as a reaction to it, not for itself at all. But that's the idea of pas, that pas is a kvias. It is a kvias, but it's a kvias that it can be koveya a tuffle. You can make something in this context a tuffle. Objectively, in the Suda, this is considered always part of the Achilas HaPas. Even though you're not eating it with it at this moment, because the Kviyas of Pas, like the Achilas HaPas, exists constantly throughout. The whole Suda is always making reference back to the Pas. So everything, other foods, if you eat it now, so when you're done eating it, you can't say, well, the next thing I'm also considered like I'm eating it with that. That Achilas is over. There's no kayama to a regular achila. Regular achila, if you have a raisinette, you know what I'm saying? And then that's only because right now you're eating the chocolate and the raisin. But if you have chocolate and then you take a bite of a raisin, you can't say, well, it's tuffle to the chocolate. To what? To achila, the achila of the chocolate doesn't exist anymore. There's no kiyum to it. But pas does have kayama. You always consider that existence, the achilas apas, is the feature of Suda. And as long as you're in that Suda, you can always make recourse, you can always make reference back to the pas, and therefore, in other words, that's what Rashi apparently holds. Ikar and Tofel, by regular foods, it only exists when they're together, because you have to have both achilos together. And in a regular food, Once that maisa is over, the achila of that thing is over. You can't be mitzvah of them. But pas is different. There's a kvias. I'm koveya myself on pas, and that has a certain existence throughout the whole suda. And therefore, even though they're not physically together in your mouth, it's always bottle in this suda to the pas. But that's only when you're koveya it originally as the lift on.
Meaning you designate it?
Yeah, you eat it. Well, you sit. You start the meal with it, and you eat it with the. Rashi holds that if you have the meal, you start the meal with whatever it is, basar or dugim. That's your main. It has to be a main feature of the meal, and everything else, he holds, is going to have its own bracha. Right. That's what he says. Daisa, all those other things, he says, need their own bracha. But now he's saying there's one other thing. There's another exception. That if it wasn't koveya in the beginning of the meal, if you were not koveya at the beginning of the meal as the lift-on, in the middle of the meal you can make a new category, you can make a new ikar and tuffel. But the question is, why in the middle of the meal does it work different than in the beginning of the meal? Because in the middle of the meal you have to eat a tchila of a sof, right? But in the beginning of the meal it just has to be tchila, right? So what's the answer to that?
He's saying in the middle has to be bounded in the...
That's what he says. If you started the meal only on peiros, then you wouldn't have to eat pas again later. But since you started the meal on basar v'dogim, or basar, then when you want to make the anovim tofel, so it's true when you eat them with the pas, they're definitely going to be tofel. That's tofel b'maisa. But if you want them to be tofel in this conceptual way, you have to eat them t'chil of a sof. You have to eat them t'chil of a sof. Yeah, so we said, because you have to be an ochel, you have to actually define yourself now as an ochel pas in this segment of the meal. You have to define yourself right now as being osek in achila of pas. In the beginning of the meal, you just have to define the lifton. And whatever is defined as the tofel in this meal, that'll be its shame. But in the middle of the meal, you can't make the tafel now. The tafel is already kavua in the suda. But you can say, right now, I'm being koveya myself as an ochel pas. That's another property of pas. that can be considered osek in the achila of the pas over an extended period of time, even though I'm actually not eating it every moment. But he's saying as long as I eat the pas with the peros now, and I eat the pas with the peros again, then this whole period of time I'm considered to be ochel the pas with the peros. That's what he means. It's going to be mitzdarif to the suda. The peros in the middle are mitzdarif of this achila of the pas and the peros together. But it's different than saying that I'm kover the lifton is. In other words, you could say it's like two different ways of it's taking the ikar and tofel from two different ends. In the beginning of the suda, you can define the objective tofel, right? But in the middle of the suda, you can't. But you can define, you can be kovei yourself as being ochel the ikar constantly. So now, when I eat the peros in the middle, it's again like I'm eating them with this new maisa achila of the pas. You understand? But again, Rashi's learning a different pshat. He's learning the pshat of that seems to me the basic machlokas in the Rishonim. That how does suda work? What's the idea of pas pottering suda? Everybody agrees that there's an idea of kvias in the pas. So, but Tosus holds the ptur works through the kvias. That really, when you sit down and you make a bracha on the pas, you're making a bracha not on the pas, but on that whole kvias that the pas ushers in. According to Rashi, it's not that the bracha is on the kvias. The bracha is on the pas, but the kvias of pas allows you to have an extension of the achila, and it allows you to set up an objective idea of ikar and tofel within the suda.
And how does the case of yayin work?
Oh, so yayin really would be considered part of the suda.
Why?
Because it's a different type of a tofel, apparently. Apparently there's a lifton of ochel, and then there's a tofel of the shesuda. According to Rashi. I mean, according to Tosis, it's easy. It's part of the kvias.
That's why I was wondering if, like, you can maybe say a different shot in Rashi, that he really is, like, based on what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, like, he is a little closer to Tosis, that he's holding that the achilas pas that initiates certain kvias of suda, right? So the thing is, certain foods are automatically part of suda,
right?
Like yayin, things that normally come as part of suda. But hain them and another, they're not. So the only way that they could rise to the level of suda is if they piggyback on pas. So he just holds that the chiddush of this gemara is that it, in other words, Rashi tolerates this idea that you could just define you could just give the thing a character of a lefes, as long as it was just, you know, he'd be able to fun of for that purpose. It's not that the whole, he's looking for how do you incorporate the thing into suda. It's not that essentially he's holding that the mechanism is that it's things that are lefes, and that's why pas is poter. Still pas is poter because it goes on the kvias of suda. So yayin is automatically part of that.
But the only way
they work is because they're lefes.
Yeah, but Rashi in the Gemara, I mean, you can't ignore what Rashi says. And Rashi says, Dvarim HaBoyim, what does Rashi hold? Dvarim HaBoyim Shalom Machmas HaSuda. He says, Daisa Kru V'Tradim Shein Liftan, Uborn Lamozon Ulasova. So Rashi holds, I mean, that's the real nafkamin between Rashi and Tosfos. Things that are coming lemozon ulasova, right, they're coming to satiate you, right? But they're not actually being eaten with the pas. That's the nafkamin. According to Tosfos, they're part of the kviya suda. Nothing is more part of the kviya suda than things that are lemozon ulasova, right? The only thing is, you can't call them a tuffle to the achilas hapas if they were never eaten with the pas. Right, and Rashi is saying though that, and when Rashi says peros are tuffle to the pas, that's what he's saying. He's saying that his whole mechanism is working through ikar and tuffle. That's his whole mechanism. His whole mechanism is ikar and tuffle. The only thing is, he's telling you that in the middle of the meal, you can also have a different ikar and tuffle. Yeah, but that's you're right. I mean, just from what he's saying, you're right. But I don't think he's trying to take what Rashi says over here,
right,
and make sense of it.
It's that one fact about the crew and those
right.
things is not going
to... That's the problem, right. That's the problem. So that's why I say that the Beis Yosef is, does a funny thing on Kufay and Zion. Because he basically, nobody's kosher for Rashi. Right? Nobody's kosher for Rashi. Because he's a Das Yachid, I guess. Nobody's kosher for Rashi that potato kugel in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bracha on it. I mean, that's what Rashi would hold. Rashi would hold any type of kugel in the middle of a meal, you'd have to make a bracha on it. Because it's not lefes as a pas. Right? So nobody's kosher for that shita. But yet, the Beis Yosef says, if you're going to eat something with pas in the middle of the meal, like ta'ina, if you're going to eat peros with pas in the middle of the meal, you should eat the tchila of the soap. Because the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Yeah. But that we said is not consistent. Because if you're not kosher for Rashi's shita, why should you be kosher for Rabbeinu Yonah's tchila of the soap? That's only according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, there's no need for it at all. Right. Yeah.
In the middle of the meal, when you eat it, with the bread in the beginning and the end, what are you saying? That it's a maisa chila.
I'm saying that's like a different idea of the pas. You can say, I'm continuing this maisa chila's pas. It's like I'm kovea myself now as eating the pas with the peros over a duration of time. But the idea is that pas allows you to conceptualize. You can either conceptualize the tafel and say that even though I'm not physically continuing to eat this with the pas, it still is defined as the tafel for the pas, right? But that I'm saying is only in the beginning of the meal. When you define for this meal what is the tafel, what's the tafel to the pas?
Is that like one ma'aseh achila just extended?
Yeah, but it's an extension of the achila of the tafel, right? But in the middle of the meal, it's like you're extending the achila of the pas. It's like I'm eating pas here with the peros, I'm eating pas there with the peros. It's as if I eat pas the whole way through. So whatever, even though I didn't actually have a bite of pas with this pri, it's like the pas was eaten the whole time, so the pri is tough. The pri is considered with the pas the whole time.
So it is like it's the lefes as the pas.
No, it has to work through being lefes as a pas.
Oh, it's not an idea in being mitzarev to anything.
No. No, it's just that you can say
that is a maisa lefes.
That's correct. Even though I'm not physically eating it with the pas right now, since I'm eating it with the pas beforehand and afterwards, it's like my achilas pas is continuing the whole way through.
If you didn't eat it, if you didn't finish with that, then it wouldn't.
No, then it would be I ate it with the pas here, and now I'm doing a new achila on its own. There'd be no continuation of my achilas pas.
This is a dumb question, but yeah. In between, before you had the second eating with the pas,
you have to have a das. You have to have das. He says only if it's with das.
Oh, you have to have das.
You have to have das.
Through.
You have to have das, and I'm going to eat it with the pas again.
Okay.
One question. According to Tosfos, yeah. in the same scenario that the video described, where
right.
You're eating basar and then someone brings, so according to Tosfos, you just have to eat pas with you just have to eat the pears with pas in
That's
the beginning.
Correct.
So how exactly does that work that they become now part of your?
Oh, so we want to say this. So in terms of lemaisa, it would seem like this. Lemaisa would seem that we're not choshish for the machaber at least. And the two are paskin like Tosis. That it's an idea of kviya suda. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's an idea of kviya suda. So the question we raised is, and what's the halacha? Anything that's coming as kviya suda, like basar and dugim and daisa and all these things, those are all a part of the kviya suda pas. Right? But fruits, the fruits are not for to satiate yourself. A fruit is something that's sweet. They're eating the kinuah. That was the Beis Yosef's diak, by the way. When he says over here, and this Tosos, Avi lefneim tein avanovim, so he says, kigon she'ein bought in the lefes of the pas, ever le kinuah suda. Meaning say, but if you would eat them with the pas, then they would not be kinuah suda anymore. Then they'd be part of suda itself. But the question we were grappling with on Friday is like a salad, right, or a soup. A salad is not something that's eaten for a suda. I mean, it's not something that's eaten lesova.
I think it is. So what's it eaten?
We were of a different mind.
Okay.
So we had a problem, but
everyone knows that's just. You're just waiting to get to the meat, the real food.
I mean, you know, if you're not, if you don't want to eat much, you eat a salad. But if you,
That's like the joke. Like, you know.
I mean, ask the wives over here. I mean, some you put salads out when the guys come over. Everyone knows when you're inviting the boys, you don't make a lot of salads.
Unless it's like a
meat salad.
That's a different story.
What do they call that?
Chef salad.
Chef salad. That's right, chef salad. But anyway.
Would that change the character of a salad? This is a side question. If you put meat or if you put
Harrison. That's a separate question. We'll get to that in a second. But so on Friday we were thinking that that's not considered something like Tosfos calls. That is coming in, that comes for a suda, or like the Torah said, things that you eat lesova. You don't eat a salad lesova.
And a kugel?
A kugel you do? A kugel you do. Kugel you don't eat a. Nobody's, you know, is if you want, if a person wants a light meal, they don't really want to fill up, they'll have a salad. I'm not going to sit down to a potato kugel. Right? But, so he says it would seem it's more like peros, like it's something that's coming in the meal, but it's not really lesova. The only thing is, when you look through the Rishonim and the Achronim, you do see, he only talks about peros, he keeps mentioning peros. Peros. And the kinuach hapas, and kinuach, right?
Doesn't he include urakos somewhere? Or is that
the Torah, and the Torah actually includes urakos and the things that are boam machmas asuda. So we were thinking like this, that really everything has to have a place, everything has to have a definition in Suda. And what? And then you have things that are Ikar Suda, which is what we call the main course, right? And then you have things that are the opposite. They come not to fill you up at all, just for the taste, purely for taste. And that's really peros. That's what they're called. They're called likinuach. Well, like Rashi's lamatek piv. They, because of the sweetness of fruits, they're not something you sit down to fill up on. The keneged, their idea is really against the idea of sova. It's not something you feel, something that because of the sweetness you like to eat it. But it's not something you fill up on. So that's what the Gemara means when it keeps mentioning peros, because peros already have a definition of kinuach. So if they're coming besocha suda, they're automatically defined as just somewhat extraneous to the main function of suda. And then the question is, if you want to define them as part of your suda. So you have to do a maisa mochiach with pas to make the peros part of the suda. Okay? But it would seem urakos are somewhat neutral. They don't really have, although you might not sit down to fill up on urakos, they're also not, they really don't have their own special function either. So it would seem urakos in the suda will take on whatever the character of the kviyas that you're sitting down for. So if you're sitting down with pas, they don't need a new maisa to define them as lesova. If you're sitting in the context of suda, of svia, they're going to automatically become part of that function. Soup, the only problem is soup, the same thing. Except for fruit soup. Daniel, I'm the fruit soup, right?
Yeah.
Your mother makes fruit soup. So that would be a problem. That would be a question. But any other soup, it would seem, is at most, it's what, urakos or it's basar. I mean, what is it going to be? But the point is, it would seem that's what the Gemara only mentions, peros. Because peros have a contrary definition. So we're saying there are three things. The things that are defined keneged suda, those need a real maisa mochiach with pas, to be koveh them as part of suda. Otherwise, they're always going to be defined as kinuach. And then there's things that are ikar suda, which is like basar v'dagim. But then there are things that it would seem have a neutral, they sort of take on whatever form the context gives them. And that would be urakos. So it would seem you would not have to make another bracha on the salads. Certainly on the kugels. The question the Achronim are bothered with is if you cook fruits. That's a big controversy. If you cook fruits. even if you cook them with meats, some want to say that the fruits are still not the fruits still need a new bracha. The stavra that if it's cooked with meat, it's the chayy adam holds it's bottled to the meat. It's true, it might not be bottled in terms of bracha, but it certainly is bottled in the function. I mean, it would seem it's definitely. But the question, I guess, is, I mean, is there any type of cooked fruit that's eaten in the middle of a meal?
Cranberry apple.
But that usually has
chicken,
in Arizona,
chicken with pineapple
or the prunes, from people have chicken with
also. But that would be with the meat.
You're talking about just,
cooked fruit.
Squash. Oh, no.
Squash is the closest thing, but that's a vegetable. That's, I know.
So why would they be bottled to the meat if you cook like pineapple with chicken? I understand in terms of
I'm saying
when it's on the table, you're eating it. You know, you're eating meat. You're eating pineapple.
Yeah, but the dish, it's one time.
Not that kind.
It's pineapple chicken, it's not pineapple.
Where you just like the pineapple's just like on.
Yeah, but that's like
with the chicken. I'm saying to give
it that's like on Arab dishes. Yeah, you only have to. You're supposed to only have one tapshu, right? One tapshu. But I think they say if it's always made this way, even though it's two different things, just consider one tapshu.
Seeds.
Right.
I know the fruits.
Like spaghetti and what?
Like this is a case where you're like stuffing
and lemon.
I think it's not like you're stuffing, you know, chicken with pineapple. You're just
But in terms of this dish, because it's cooked with the chicken, is kavua already as a dish of seder.
Yeah. What about
pineapples? Will be part of the pineapples are augmenting the chicken.
Some people have squash that they fill up with cooked cranberries. They cook the squash and the cranberries together, and they're not blended in any way. And they're
so it's a big machlokas. I mean, it's a big machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah recommends taking a raw fruit and making a bracha on it.
What about like applesauce?
Yeah, applesauce.
Taking a raw fruit mid-meal and making a bracha.
That's what he says. That if you have this type of a question, either that or eat it with pas. Either that or eat it with the pas.
Before and after.
No, you don't have to do it after. No. I mean, the Mechavis says do it before and after. But al pisvar, it's hard to see why you should have to do it before and after. It's not choshish for Rashi in any other case, and the Rabbeinu Yonah is only going according to Rashi. It's just like you're already there, you're already so close, you might as well do Rashi too. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely Midas Chassidus to do Tchilah itself.
Also have like this cranberry stuff they put on turkey.
Mexican.
You ever see that?
No. Yeah. So anyway, so that's one thing. But then in the end of the Beis Yosef, you have the Beis Yosef here again. Do you have that? So the Beis Yosef, in the end of the Beis Yosef, he brought up another interesting question over here. You see, you mentioned the Balamor, right? What's that?
No, I was just wondering about a cracker. Everyone would agree that would be a bracha beforehand, but there's nothing with.
Right, that's like possibility distance.
No matter what. No matter how.
Yeah, even cake. Went. Even cake at the end of the meal is like possibility distance.
But I'm saying, no, like, in other words, sometimes you have a meal, like, you just, you know, I gotta take lunches with me, and, like, you know,
and you wash?
Yeah, and then, like, I have these other sorts of, like flatbread crackers that eat them on your own, whatever, they would just be Mizonos. But I'm saying, like, I'm eating them as, like, they do, like, I can't fill up on these things, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so what's the question?
Like, do you have to make a bracha?
Bracha Mishani.
Bracha Mishani.
And what's the possible kitchen?
You think it's not for you? Impossible kitchen
is not
for
you.
You're saying this is not for
you.
This is actually for
Svia.
Or let's say not for
Svia. Yeah, I don't know about
Svia. But like the Arfleet, you know, like you're eating them not just like as a snack at the end or like a dessert.
I think they say Mizonos things are always a Svia. Always into the Svia.
Always
in the middle of it.
But I'm saying according to Rashi, that's when Rashi knows Tosfos.
Oh, Rashi. Nobody talks to me. Like, you want to choshes Rashi?
I'm saying, but according to Tosfos, even things outside of like Basar and Dagan that are with Svia.
Yeah, like Daiso. Doesn't he have Daiso? Daiso is grain. Daiso is grain.
So you definitely wouldn't make a bracha.
Right. But what's the lach with possible kissing in the suit? I don't know. There's a case like that. I don't know. I gotta check that one case. Anyway, so he says over here the problem was he quotes this Balamor, right? He quotes the Balamor on the case of what? On the case of where you start the Suda, and you don't have peros, right? And then they bring you peros in the middle of the Suda, you eat it with the pas. And that's what the Balamor said, that's the Chiddush of Rashi. Right? Not like a Benyon. The Chiddush of Rashi is that what? So how do we define it? We said that's not that you're making a bracha. It's not Iker and Tachil that you're making a bracha on both. You're making a bracha on the pas. And then the other thing doesn't need a bracha. So it doesn't matter if the other thing was before you and you made the bracha on the pas. Right? The only thing is, he learns the Balamor a different way than we're learning. See, he says like this. He says, Afa pisha ha-kalbo kosav. Listen to the kalbo. It's an interesting kalbo. He says, Sheyesh olam deperos shehuvu achar ha-motzi vokal osam ima pas botla daito. What does that mean? The kalbo says that what? Yeah. Says if you sit down and you eat pas. And then they bring you in peros and eat them with the pas, they need another bracha. Right? They need their own bracha. He says, "Ovalim huvu al shulchan kodem amotzi shuvein tzorach bracha lo lefnei v'lo acharei." What kind of a crazy thing is that? In other words, if eating pas with peros is crazy, so it's only crazy in the middle of the meal. It's only crazy after you start, but once you start, it's not crazy.
If you start with them,
then it's fine, y'all. Start with them, it's fine.
You eat them with pas at the beginning?
If you eat them, if they're on the table when you make the hamotzi, it's fine, yolt. But if you make the hamotzi and then they bring peros, then he says it's butler daito, and you need to make a new bracha. So the Beis doesn't want to say that the Balamor, he's arguing with the Balamor. But what's the idea? What's his idea? It's an interesting thing. I mean, apparently he holds that what? Apparently he holds you can only make peros tofel. So the only, apparently he holds there's two ways to make things ikar and tofel. Either because it's normally ikar and tofel, but by peros, they're not normally ikar and tofel. It has to be kavua at the beginning of this meal, that in this meal they're tofel. But if something comes in later,
only resort to the objective.
Then you can only go by what's objectively normally considered Iker and Tafel. Otherwise, Bala Daito means it's a crazy thing. The only thing is, at the beginning of the meal, you can make your own kvias. But the exact kvias is set from the beginning. It's an interesting thing. Now, it's not that he's arguing with the Bala more, that Iker and Tafel, that the Tafel needs a bracha. But he holds, you can't just make, he holds if you're going to make something tofel that's not normally a tofel, like the Rashba's right. Question, that has to be done at the beginning of the Suda. At this meal, I can say, this is a meal where peros are tofel. Have to be koveya, the tofel at the beginning. If it's unusual. If it's an unusual tofel, it has to be koveya at the beginning.
Which is not that defining the whole thing is intrinsically
right, problem. Right.
Well, I'm just confused now, because we said back by the Rashba, right, that the fact that you're bringing bottle daito to call Adam means that the mechanism is that this is one entity.
That's
right,
but he can't say that then, because he holds at the beginning of the meal, so he can do it.
Right, so then how is he bringing this idea? It's just a Derech HaKhila thing, then how can he say that?
So he's saying it is a Derech HaKhila thing. He's saying, but you have to be able to. But he's saying, but at the beginning of the meal is how you koveya the achilas hapas. How am I eating the pas? I have to be koveya how I'm eating the pas at the beginning. Doesn't go by minute to minute how I feel like eating it right now. It can be koveya to eat pas a certain way, but that has to be in from the beginning. I'm eating the pas a certain way. It's not a fluid thing. So if I'm going to be koveya the suda as an unusual suda, I can do that, but I have to do that in the beginning. It's all a continuation of the original derech achila, but you can't change your derech achila in the middle. It's an interesting idea. But anyway, the problem is the Beis Yosef when he passes like the Balamor, so he gives a reason for the Balamor, and he says like this. He says, Near and divrei araz, the kevan de daite alayhu ki enam b'shulchan b'shas bracha mayhavi. He says, why does the Balamor make sense? says, because as long as they're, as long as you have them in mind, what's the difference if they're in front of you or not? As long as you have them in mind, what's the difference if they're in front of you or not? Right? But the problem is, the Bala more explicitly says he didn't have them in mind. So it would seem that he didn't have the Lashon of the Bala more, and he was just working off the Lashon of the Rashba. And the Lashon of the Rashba is not clear what the Svar of the Bala more is. The Bala more says clearly. I don't think he said about not having Das on it, he just says he didn't have them. I don't think he quotes the whole piece. But the Bala more says, Rashba also said it.
But it's still confusing.
Elvish Haisa Lefana Meikara De Daite Ilave De Inna De Baruch Hamotzi.
Right, that was the Havamina. Right.
So
that, right, that's not Havamina Hani Mili V'Dav Shabohim Apas Tichi Baruch HaRifto Hava Daite Ale Nami Aval Hocha De Inna De Baruch Birkas Hamotzi Akati Lo Aisu Kamei Hanach Devar Mabar Machwas Suda. They're not there. I will have a daite alayhu b'shas bracha me'olam eim aliboy bracha b'tchila. You might say they need a bracha since they weren't in front of you and you never had them in mind. Is that what you're saying? Kamash malon kevin the tefila ninu lo boy bracha. Right. So it's clear from the Balamor that it has nothing to do with having your das on them when you're making the hamotzi, and they bring you the peros later. It's not that you had them in mind, and therefore the hamotzi covers them. The Beis Yosef is learning a certain idea, like the bracha of the hamotzi is going to go on them.
Right. But he's learning it's a tuffet, right?
He's learning, the Bala More is really saying, you don't need a bracha on them at all.
It's defined as a tuffet. Because
it's defined as a tuffet.
Certain hanos, if you require.
In the middle is like a
line. Vim bo'u lachasu the...
Middle is
the... Oh, the second paragraph, right.
Middle.
Right. Omar of Papa, right. Of Allah Raz, Tir Tarava Bishlohai with the fun of Bishash Bir Halapas, Havami and Tfela Lo Miftra Ella Bishais Lafon of Mekar, the Daite Iluyam, the Idna Debar Hamotzi, Kamash Malon, Kevin Tfela and the little boy Brahma. It's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. I don't know. Maybe his gear is a little different than Rashi's. But anyway, now he works out a whole, now he builds off of this mistake. He continues. And he says like this, V'chein nira shehu das rabbeinu shekosta b'simen reish zayin, I think it's reish rav, misha birich al pero shelafon avachach heviu lo yoser me'osu amin ein sarach levarach af bish lo hoi lefon av kishbirach. So the Torah says in reish rav that if you're eating an apple, for instance, right, and you only had one in front of you when you made the bracha, and then they bring you me'osu amin, he says, they bring you me'osu amin, he says you don't need another bracha. Right? Misha birach al peros shalafon av v'yachakach hiviu lo yoser me'osu amin ein sarach levarach. Afa pi shalo hayu lefon av kishabirach. So even though it wasn't in front of you when you made the bracha, if they bring you the same min, you don't need a new bracha. So the question is, where did the Torah get that halacha from? That's the problem. Where did he get that from? Where did he get that halacha from? So the Beis Yosef wants to say, he got it from this Bala More. And he says, V'nira, V'chein nira shu das rabbeinu. Or he wants to say it's the same thinking as the Bala More. But therefore he says, it's really working how? Why don't you need to make another bracha when they bring you the same thing? Because it's like you had it in mind. Because like you had in mind that I'm going to eat other things too. Stam Das is not just on this. But therefore he says, Mashamad de Me'oso Amin Lav Dafka. But in that type of thinking, it doesn't make sense to say it's Dafka that min. Elakol Shabir Choseim Shavos Me'oso Amin Korile. Whatever has the same bracha is considered the same min. The Hu Niftar Be Birchoso Shalzeki Ilu Hoya Lefan of Bishash Barach. So therefore, and if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's how he paskins, that if you are eating a fruit, and then they bring you more fruits, even though it's not the same one that you were eating, you're eating an apple, and then they bring you an orange, since they're both Bori Priyates, the Mechaber paskins, you don't need a new bracha. Because why? Because he's learning, it goes by your das. And he's saying that the Torah must hold that you're considered to have, you see the Mishnah Berurah explains this way, that a person is considered to have stam das on this and whatever's like this. And unless you have das specifically, I'm only eating this, then there's like a certain automatic tanai. The Mishnah Berurah says it's like an automatic tanai. It's on this and I'll tanai on anything else that comes like this. But it's going to be on the same thing with the same bracha. Right? But I think the Torah is saying differently. A lot of people argue with the Beis Yosef. I think the Torah is learning differently. He's saying like this. He's saying, like we were saying, continuing the idea that we were saying originally. But if you have, that there's no, that they say like this, that when you make the bracha on the pri, right, you make a bracha on an apple, for instance. So that's considered, that's a kvias of the achila of this apple. Because the bracha is not going on each, the bracha is going on this activity. Okay? And the basic activity is the achila of this min. Okay? Now, therefore, as long as they bring you another min, as long as they bring you the same min, and you never have in mind that you're finished, so then it's just a continuation of that very same mice that you're doing now. Now, as you're not considered to have das, the most minimal kvias is eating this type of a fruit. That's your kvias. That's your stam kvias. You have a banana, you're in the mood for banana. You're not in the mood for X amount, X cubic square inches of banana. You're in the mood for banana. You stop eating when it's done. Not because that's exactly what you wanted. How many people you see leave over? They eat whatever. Everybody, unbelievable, only wants exactly how much that's like a, it's like a nace every time. No, you just eat whatever you eat. Whatever's there, you eat. You don't have das specifically on this. But you have the minimal kvias is on this type of achila. If it's other fruits, then they have to be before you because then they're different activities. So then, if they're different fruits, they must be before you, because you have to be kovei yourself for different types of achila. But the Torah is saying, even though when they're different minim, they have to all be before you, because you have to be kovei yourself for different types. If it's the same exact type, it doesn't have to be before you, because it's just a continuation of the original thing. Unless, of course, you decide you're done, then that's nimlach, then it's like you changed your mind. But if you didn't change your mind, and you didn't have nose, you don't have das with a gvul. You don't have a das to say exactly this much of an apple. That's what I have das. That's what I'm kovei myself for. You kovei yourself for stam. But it has nothing to do with this balamor. It has nothing to do with the idea of das. He's learning it's like a das on making the bracha on this and whatever's coming. I'm saying it's not. I'm saying that the bracha goes on a kvias. And as long as it's the same min, it's the same kvias. If it's two different minim, that's a different kind of a kvias. But if it's the same min, it's the same kvias. And the Torah is dafka, the same min.
In terms of if you're eating something that's shakal, right? And then you want to have another that's shakal, it's not really a different min.
The Mishnah Berurah he recognizes that problem. So he says, even though the Mechaber says, as long as it's the same bracha, he says it doesn't mean anything goes. It doesn't mean if you're sitting down to have fish, and then someone brings you beer, that you don't need to make a new bracha. Because it's true, it's the same bracha, but the mechaber doesn't really mean anything that's in the same bracha. Things that are sort of the same kinds of achila, because it's working on das.
Like a candy,
candy. Exactly, that's what he wants.
That wouldn't be a new bracha, but like a fish to a candy would be.
Exactly, but that's each one is saying that the last one doesn't mean exactly what.
So now this category is shakal.
That's the problem. In Peros, it's easier, because you could say anything that's a void creates is pretty much going to be a pri. Mm-hmm. But when you get into Shahakal, then you got to make different categories. And Mishnah Berurah tries to give guidelines. You know what I'm saying? But that's only if you're working on the idea that when you sit down to have candy, you're having das on all kinds of candy. But you can't say you're having das on fish, right? But I'm saying it's a whole different story. And what's interesting is, in Yoredeya, the Mishnah, the Ramah refers you back to Yoredeya. Because in Yoredeya, in Simin Yud Tes, by Shechita, so this is a similar, almost exactly the same case. And let's say you start Shechita. Let's say you have 100 animals to do Shechita on, right? So how many brachas do you make? One. How many brachas make? You make one. Right? Even though there are 100 different animals. Now but then the Torah says, let's say you have one animal left, or whatever it is, you start off with one animal, you do the shechita, and then right away they bring you another animal. Right? Do you need to make a new bracha for the shechita of the second animal? Right? So it's like the guy who made a bracha on one pre, and then they bring him another one. So the Bala Itor says, if it's the same type of animal, you don't need to make a new bracha. So if you were shechting a chaya and they bring you a chaya, you can go to the chaya. But if you were shechting a chaya and they bring you an oaf, you need a new bracha. Right? But the Torah says no. He says the Rosh held it doesn't matter. As long as you started out on one, and that's all you had in mind was one, doesn't matter what the next one is. So the problem is, it's a stira. You have to make a bracha. The problem is a stira. By shechita, the Torah says, even if they bring you the same min, you need to make a new bracha. But by the peros, he says, if they bring you the same min, you don't need to make a new bracha.
Yeah, but isn't it because over there he says that your das is only on this one. He says specifically your das is on by shechita. Your das is on this one thing.
Right. And by the peros?
I thought we were saying that das isn't on one thing. They're just like you have das for this type of thing.
No, but
most people, when they sit down, they make a bracha and they plan to eat until they're full. Having a second, like apple, isn't a whole nuance.
So what's the machlok between the Bala Itor and the Rush? I mean, what's the Bala Itor hold? Yeah. See, I think the thing is like this, that although shechita and achila are similar in that you can make one bracha to cover many maisios, if I can have 100 behemos, I can make one bracha, and I can have many minim of peros to make one bracha, they're very different. They're very different. Why? How are they different?
Depends on an action.
See, it's an interesting thing. Remember the Gemara?
On your desire. One's based on your desire. The other one is not based on your desire at all.
Remember the Gemara we did a while ago? That Rabbi Huda says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Right? Tein lo me'in derchoso. So there was a case over there in Sukkah. The Gemara says, let's say you have a lot of mitzvahs to do. And Rashi says, you have the Tilas Lulav, you have Yeshivas Basukkah, you have Talas, and you have Tefillin. You're about to do all of them. Okay? You got up late. So what does so the Gemara says, the Rabbanan say, you make one bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Sheh Kishon Mitzvos Tzvanu, Al HaMitzvos. And then you do them all. And then you do them all. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, nope. Tein lo mein b'chazo. But what do you see from that? You see from that that it has nothing to do with the fact that they're all shechita. That you can make one bracha. You can make one bracha on many mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have nothing to do with each other. You can make one bracha on. Except for the idea of b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein b'chosa. Right? If it wasn't for the idea of b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein b'chosa, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you had lulav, tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, all you need is one bracha. Mm-hmm. How's that possible? How's that possible? They're all different mitzvos. Right? They're all different mitzvos. Okay, so what's the category?
Mitzvos.
So there's a category that combines them. But that's what we mentioned. I don't remember that, but the Rabbeinu Yonah says that all the mitzvahs really are the same thing. They're all doing all ratzon Hashem, right? That's why you say Oseg mitzvahs patur min mitzvah. Because why should you're doing mitzvah already? You don't go by the particular. But in terms of bracha, Rabbi Yehuda says in terms of the shevach, each one does have a certain character. Each one does have its own character. It should be expressed. But the point I'm making is like this. That you can take many different mitzvahs that have nothing to do with each other, and you can be mitzvarif them in terms of the gavra can be kovei himself to do all of them. Okay? Now, I'm trying to don't get mixed up. Don't think it's because it's all shechita. I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just shechita will work because they're all one bracha. Otherwise, you have a problem of tein lomim berchosa. But really, the shechita veima A and the shechita veima B are two totally separate mitzvahs. You understand? Yeah. Each one is a completely separate chiyuv. Yeah. Right?
So why don't you have to do separate
brachos? Because there's no tein lomim berchosa. There's no highlight. The only reason why you make separate brachos when you have a lulav, tzitzis, and mezuzah is because each one has a certain character.
So why does it make a difference if it's chaya and of?
Oh, what's that right there? So it wouldn't make a difference. If you had chaya and of, you can make one bracha.
At the beginning. But sure. When they bring a new one.
That's the problem we have to worry about. But what about by bracha? See, that's the point I'm trying to make. But by bracha, when a guy is eating a whole apple, it's not that he's chayav every bite to make a bracha, but he can be mitzaref all of those chiyuvim into one. The whole bracha is built on an idea of kviyas of achila. In terms of, by birkas hanenin, first there is derech achila. Then bracha is built on top of that. So first you have an idea of how do people eat. That's a natural idea. People sit down and they kovei themselves for a certain activity. Right? And then Chachamim, the Chazal came in and said, at the beginning of each kriyas, you should have a bracha. But mitzvah shechita is not like that at all. There's no natural kriyas of shechita. Shechita is a mitzvah. Every behema is a separate chiyav. It's a separate, independent mitzvah of shechita. The only thing is another idea, that if you have a lot of the same kind of activity, you can be mitzvah of them, and then, since you're osek in one activity the whole way through, you'll be potter with one bracha. But it's not that one. But achila has an intrinsic idea of kviyas. The chiyuv of bracha by achila is only established on each kviyas, whereas by shechita it's established on each ma'isa. The only thing is, through being kovei yourself, you can be potter from all the brachas. So that's why there's a difference by shechita and by achila. According to the Tor, when you're eating the peros, that's a natural kvias. That is a kvias. It's an intrinsic idea within the halachic system. The halacha itself recognizes the kvias. The mitzvah of the bracha on the pri itself recognizes the kvias. So then you can just extend the natural kvias. But by shechita, it's only a kvias because you had it in mind beforehand and you have the ability to be mitzaref different things together. But the tziruf ends wherever your das was on. Whereas the bala itar held, once you say that you can be mitzaref everything into a kvias, it becomes like, it works like a regular kvias. Yeah, I mean, that's the machlok between the bala itar and the Torah. That since by shechita, there's not a normal idea of kvias, you can only impose an external idea of kvias because the gavra happens to be doing all these things together. Can you now treat it like a regular idea of kvias to extend it? Tor says no. He says that the extension only works when there's a regular kvias. When there's a regular kvias, and the bracha goes on the beginning of the kvias. But by shechita, it's not like there's a regular kvias. No regular idea of kvias. It's not like the mitzvah was. It's not like the bracha of shechita was misakein. It was not like they were misakein the bracha of shechita on the kvias of shechita. It's misakein on each discrete maisa. You understand? Just think about that idea. We'll talk about it a little more tomorrow. But just think about this idea. Hold on. This idea, I want you to think it over in your mind. The difference between one bracha on many shechitos and one bracha on when you sit down to eat five apples. They're completely different. By the achila, there is an idea of kviyas for achila. And Chazal said, at the beginning of each kviyas, you should have a bracha. They were never misakin a bracha on every maisa achila. They're misakin a bracha on each kviyas of achila. But by shechita, the bracha is on each maisa shechita. That's the way the mitzvah is mesukan. There's no normal kviyas shechita. There's a maisa mitzvah, and they say every maisa shechita requires a bracha, just like every maisa the tilas lulav, yeshiva basukot, the hanochas tefillin, and the tifas batzitzis. They all require. They're all separate maisios that require a mitzvah. That require a bracha. The only thing is, it's a different thing. That if the gavra beforehand has in mind to be mitzdarif everything together, so then we'll say he's creating his own kvias. But that's an extraneous thing to the mitzvah itself. And the chachamim even holds that even though there are many different mitzvahs, you only need one bracha.
Is it because his das is chal and every mitzvah is about to do? Is that why? Is das that
that's a good question, Howard. But yeah, it seems so. It seems so. That in his das, since they do partake of the same nature, underlying nature of mitzvah, you can be mitzvah them together in your das. You can be kovei yourself for all of them. And they all... You can be kovei yourself for all of them, and neither one is considered a hefsik for the other. It's like a continuous activity. But that's only because the gavra is imposing that on these very different things. It's not intrinsic to the idea. So therefore, the poor held, it only the kvias is by definition on whatever he had his das on originally. And anything that's extra is automatically outside of this kvias. It's like he created a separate entity for right now. And since it was only in existence because he created it, its existence is limited by what he created. By achila, it's not that you created the kvias. The kvias is part of the derech achila. It's part of the very derech achila itself. You understand? When a person sits down to eat, he's not creating an unnatural phenomenon. That's exactly the phenomenon that the bracha is on the kvias. The kvias comes before the bracha in achila, and shchita comes after the bracha. But that's the question. Once you do have a kvias, it's after the bracha. How do you treat it? That's the machlokes between the Bali Eater and the Torah.
Why? Because usually you only shecht one animal at a time.
No, because the mitzvah is on the maisa shchita, and the bracha is on the maisa mitzvah. No, it's not like there's a bracha. The bracha is not on the kvias of shchita. And then the bracha is on the maisa. Each one is a separate maisa mitzvah. But on achila, it's not a mitzvah. It's an aspect of human life that requires a bracha. But that aspect of human life is a kvias of achila. People are kovei themselves for achila. And the chachamim said that part of your life should have a bracha on it. But it's not like. It's not like they said every bite you eat needs a bracha. But now if you're koveya, if you're mitzdarif, a lot of bites together, it takes care of one bracha, will take care of all of them. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not like many chiyuvim you can pater with one kvias. The chiyuv is only on the kvias. But by the shchita, it's many chiyuvim that you can take care of with one kvias. You understand? Mm-hmm. But then the question is, when you have that kvias, do you treat it now like a regular kvias? Balita says yes. Once you do have the kvias, it can be treated like a regular entity of kvias. So I can say, I'm kavua for shchita. And as long as the thing they bring me is the same type of kvias, I can extend it. The Torah says, no, it's an unnatural idea, and it only exists as long as it only exists for the duration that it was defined from the beginning. But it's not a steer in the Torah to say by achila, he holds bringing another min is an extension, and by shchita is not. Right?
Yeah.
Take a look at the Bach. I think that's what the Bach is saying. He's saying there's no kvias by shchita. There's a kvias by achila.